I live 40 minutes away.
我住在40分钟以外的地方。
And I have a very long driveway to shovel.
而且我的车道实在是非常的长，所以我要铲很久的雪。
My wife is away all weekend at a soccer tournament with my son.
然后我的太太呢，因为我孩子因为足球比赛，所以他们整个周末都不在这儿。
So I am Mr. Mom for the weekend.
所以我就是代替母职了。
So this morning I'm shoveling and shoveling and I'm trying to calculate how to get breakfast to the kids and then still get here on time.
所以当我在铲车道的时候，我一面在想我要花多久时间铲车道，一面要想我要为我孩子怎么样准备早餐，我才能准时来到这里。
I arrived at 9:59.
结果我就9:59来到这里。
I am very grateful to be here, but I need a nap.
我很高兴来到各位当中，但是我实在需要小睡一下。
You guys have a couch out there or something?
你们这里有沙发可以让我睡觉吗？
Hey, let me tell you what I'd like to talk about today.
让我与大家分享我今天想与大家讲什么。
The title in English here is Happy Boundary Lines, Lessons on Contentment in Psalm 16.
今天我与大家分享的是快乐的界限，也是诗篇内知足的一个学习。
So the subject for today is contentment.
所以今天与大家分享的是知足。
Do we have any people who are dissatisfied or discontent with their lives right now?
我不知道大家在座当中有没有对自己的生活感觉到不满足。
Well, then this talk is for you today.
那如果你有这样的想法，今天就是为你而讲的。
I struggle with discontent all the time.
实际上我自己也对这个题目蛮有挣扎。
So I will speak to you from my expertise.
所以我当我分享的时候，实际上是从我内心的经验与大家分享。
And maybe if you have a Bible, you might want to keep it open to Psalm 16.
如果大家有圣经的话，大家可以把你的圣经打开，是在诗篇十六篇。
And George and I will refer to it from moment to moment.
所以当大家把圣经打开的时候，或者在大家的周报后面，我们会不停的这样子。
Let's go to the next slide and take a look at this picture.
让我们到下一个投影。
All right, now unfortunately that picture is from a beach area, which makes me wish I was at the beach right now.
这个图片呢是在海滩，让我真正想这个时候正在游在海滩有多好。
Don't focus on the beach, just focus on the fence.
大家请不要把重点想在这个沙滩，大家想把重点放在这个栅栏这里。
The fence represents a boundary.
这个栅栏表示一种界限。
It says to you, you can come only this far, but you cannot go any further.
界限就代表说你可以只能到界限旁边，你不能越过这个界限。
It restricts your freedom.
也就是说这个界限拦阻你某一部分的自由。
Most of the discontentment in our lives is represented by a boundary.
实际上很多时候我们内心有不满足，乃是因为我们心中有一股界限。
Let's say your paycheck only allows you for 50 extra dollars.
我们就这样来说，就好像如果说你拿到你的薪水，你真希望有再多五十块。
But you want to buy a ticket to watch the New York Mets, and the ticket costs $55.
但是你发现你的薪水有五十块，但是你想去买一个足球票的时候，它却需要花五十五块。
Your paycheck represents a boundary.
那你的薪水就表明了某一种的限制。
Other people can go to see the New York Mets, but you may not.
也许很多人可以跑去看纽约美式足球的比赛，但是因为你薪水的限制，你却不能。
My mother, who is about 85 years old, has arthritis.
我的母亲在现在85岁，她有关节炎。
She used to like to go on long walks.
她以过去的时候很喜欢走有一个很长久的漫步。
But now the arthritis tells her there's a boundary.
但是现在的关节炎却告诉他说，他必须对自己有一个限制了。
It says he may go on short walks, but not long walks anymore.
这个身体告诉他说，你可以有短时间的走路，但是你却不能走得长久。
Others may go on long walks, but you may not.
也许别人可以花时间长时间走路，但是你却不能。
Boundaries can be a very unhappy thing.
实际上很多界限可以让我们感到非常的不快乐。
Is anybody unhappy with a boundary in their life right now?
大家有觉得你生命当中有某一种界限让你不快乐吗？
Maybe you want to go out with a very nice girl.
也许你希望能够与一个非常美丽的女孩约会。
And she says, no, thank you.
但是这个女孩却跟你说对不起，我不想。
Boom, there's a boundary.
结果那个时候马上就有一个界限就拦在你的面前。
Other people may go out with her, but you may not.
也许别的男子可以跟她约会，但是你却不行。
Boundaries are very rough things, aren't they?
实际上不是。界限不是带给我们很多的难处，不是吗？
It's very easy to become unhappy with the boundaries in your life.
实际上，当我们遇见有界限的时候，我们很容易的就不舒服、难过。
Like I said, I'm an expert at being unhappy.
实际上，我可以告诉大家，我是一个不知足专家。
So I like to look at Psalm 16.
所以很多时候，我想回到诗篇十六篇。
Let's go to the next slide, and I'll read three verses: verses 9, 10, and 11.
所以来到当我们来到诗篇十六篇的时候，让我们开始读9, 10, 11这三节。
And I like to tell people, if we can get that on the screen, I like to tell people, next slide, there we go. I like to tell people that Psalm 16 is about a happiness that is not of this world.
但是我在这边希望借这三节告诉。大家说，这里有一种快乐，不是从世上来的快乐。
Here on earth, people feel happy if they don't have boundaries.
在我们世界上，很多人觉得只要没有界限限制的话，我们就会有快乐了。
This is kind of a happiness that people have from heaven.
但是这里讲的快乐却是从天而来的快乐。
Okay, George and I will read verses 9 through 11.
所以我们将会开始读九十。
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices, and my body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand.
因此，我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也要安然居住。因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。你必将生命的道路指示我，在你前面有满足的喜乐，在你右手有永远的福乐。
Like I said, this is talking about a happiness that is not of this world.
所以在这边，就像我刚刚讲了，这里讲的是快乐，不是从这世上来的快乐。
It's a very deep happiness, extends from the heart all the way to the body.
这是一个很深的快乐，是从内心发出，然后一直散发到我们的全身的身体。
And King David, who is writing this, is even imagining life beyond this earth.
而大卫在这边讲的这种快乐，他可以想象是超越这个世上的一种快乐。
He says, "You will not abandon me to the realm of the dead," which means he's thinking about his resurrection after the dead.
在这边，他跟神说：“你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间。”他也就是想象到说，当他死以后，神必不把他的肉体撇下不管。
Then in verse 11, he's talking about a happiness that comes from being in God's presence, and the pleasures are eternal at His right hand.
而在十一节讲到，他这种快乐乃是因为神的同在。而且是一个永生永恒的一种快乐。
So to overcome discontentment because of boundaries, you kind of have to go to another world.
所以当我们要有这种快乐的时候，我们必须要到另一种世界才能经历到。
I think I like to imitate David when he does this.
我很希望我能够就效仿大卫有这样的感觉。
Let me go to the next slide and I'll
explain
a little bit about.
让我再到下一个投影。
Okay, that's a children's book.Illustration, but that's supposedly David during the time he wrote this.
这个是从我儿童圣经里面取出来一个图片。这里讲到大卫正在经历某一种患难，也就在那个时刻，他写了这篇诗篇。
And the point I want to make is that at the time he writes this, things are not going well in his life.
我必须要跟大家分享的是，当大卫写这篇的诗篇的时候，实际上他当时的生活。境遇是非常糟糕的。
So in the picture, he's kind of hot and looking down, right?
所以大家可以看见他正在非常劳苦，正在擦汗，他的头低着。
And he's standing outside of a cave.
然后看见他正在山洞的外面。
That is because in this time of his life, King Saul wants to kill him, and he has to run for his life and live in caves.
他之所以这样子，乃是因为当时有一个大。扫罗王正在追杀他，他因为逃亡的缘故，大卫躲到山洞里面。
My mother lived in China in the 1930s, and she tells me she used to have to live in caves.
我在1930年的时候，我那个时候母亲还住在中国大陆，她就告诉我，她有一段时间曾经住在山洞里。
Those are not pleasant circumstances.
那个时候绝对不是一个快乐的一个时光。
So I take great comfort that David talks about a happiness that is not of this world when things are very bad.
所以当大卫在他经历患难的时候，他能还能写出这样的诗篇，对我是一个莫大的安慰。
My life can be bad, but not as bad as that.
也许我的生活是面对很多的难处，但是没有像大卫那个时候那么糟。
So if he can find contentment in his circumstances, maybe we can find contentment in our circumstances.
因此，如果大卫可以在那个时候得到满足的话，我们也应当可以在我们现实生活当中得到满足。
Now let me explain why we know his life was bad at the time.
让我们再解释一下为什么。我知道当时的大卫的生命是非常痛苦的。
Okay, let's go to the next slide.
让我们再 到下一个投影。
And I'll explain a few technical things.
让我在这边把 一些、技术上的文字上的东西与大家解释。
First of all, in verse 1, he actually says, keep me safe, O God. That's how he starts.
我们知道第一节大卫说神啊求你保佑我。这是他怎么样的一个
起头。He would not say, keep me safe, unless there were things in his life that made him feel unsafe.
他在这边并没有说神你让我经历非常的危险因此求你保佑我。
Then, there's another thing I want to point out. In English, it says right after Psalm 16, a miktam of David, which is a musical term.
我们如果看英文圣经的话这个起头有几个字他说是 miktam, 这个是希伯来文是一个特别的专有名词。
We don't really know what miktam means, except we know that it's applied to many psalms when David's life was bad.
我们并不了解 miktam 这个特别的希伯来文是什么意思，但是我们却知道在大卫许多的诗篇当中，他把有这一类的诗篇归类于这一种类型。
So on the screen it tells you that Psalm 56 is a miktam and Psalm 57 is a miktam.
所以我们在这边中文圣经说大卫的经诗的这边十六篇跟五十七篇都是属于经诗类。
In Psalm 56, David is a prisoner. In Psalm 57, he is fleeing from Saul in a cave.
所以在诗篇五十六篇，大卫是一个俘虏；在五十七篇，他那个时候正在逃难。
Plus, we also recognize that Psalm 16 is part of a larger body of Psalms from 15 to 24, and in all of them, there's a focus onA threat to David's life.
所以在很多时候，他正在经历遇到生命着急危险的时候。
Okay, so we've established that David's life, personal circumstances were not good.
所以我们知道大卫那个时候他经历的生活的环境是非常不好的。
Lots of boundaries around David.
他那个时候面对了很多捆绑。
Just like you.
就像大家一样。
Okay, well, how do you get to this happiness that's not of this world?
那但是你又如何得到不属于这个世界的世界的喜乐呢
？So the next slide, and I'd like to say there's really two types of boundaries in Psalm 16.
那实际上我们在这边我们发现，在诗篇十六篇当中有两种限制压制在我们生命当中。
The first boundary line is the one that we set. It's between God and other gods.
第一个界限乃是我们自己设定的界限，设定了。我们要敬拜哪一个神
？The second one are the boundary lines that I think sometimes make us unhappy.
那第二个界限乃是我们是否能得到快乐的一种界限。
These are the boundary lines. The second one from verses 5 to 7 are the boundary lines that have to do with your salary or your health or other life circumstances that you tend not to like.
而第二种界限是属于不知道大家的薪水是高是低。你的健康情形或者你住在哪里的一个情形你是否得到满足
It is my opinion that the first boundary line is the key to being happy with the second boundary line.
而我的了解乃是我们必须要第一个界限成为我们能够设定第二种界限的一个根基。
Let me see if I can explain more.
让我试着来进一步解释。
Let's go to the next slide here and I'll read verses 1 and 2 with George here. Okay, This is the first two verses of Psalm 16. Keep me safe, my God, in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing.
在诗篇第六十六篇第一第二节这边说，神啊，求你保佑我，因为我投靠你。我的心啊，你曾对耶和华说，你是我的主，我的好处不在你以外。
Can you see that he's actually setting a boundary line for who he will follow?
大家可以在这边看见，他大卫实际上在他自己生命当中画了这个界限，标明他要跟谁，跟随谁吗？
Out of all the lords out there.You are my Lord.
在所有的神明当中，他说：“主啊，唯有你是我的主。”
I will not cross the boundary line to other gods.
我不会超越这个界限去跟随其他的神明。
He sets apart his heart for God.
因为他把自己的心分别出来，要跟随主。
Let's go to the next slide. We'll read verses 3-5. Okay, George.
让我们再到下面的三节。
Okay, starting verse 3. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to eat such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup.
论到世上的圣明，他们又美又善，是我最喜悦的。以别神代替耶和华的，他们的愁苦必加增，他们所浇奠的血我不献上，我嘴唇也不提别的神的名号。耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的你为我持守。
Okay, so he says he can tell the difference between those who are devoted to God and those who run after other gods.
大卫在这边说，他能够分辨是哪一类的人是跟随主的，哪一类的人又跟随其他的神明的。
So he says, I will not be like the ones who run after other gods.
他在这里表明说，我并不会像那一群其他人去跟随其他神明。
I am setting a boundary line around myself.
我乃是为我自己的生命画了一个界限。
Okay, so there's two different boundary lines. There's the one that we set,and then the ones that God sets for us.
所以在这边实际上有两个界限，一个界限是我们自己设定的，另一个界限是神为我们设定。
Let's go to the next slide here.
让我们再到下一个投影。
Whenever you choose one side of a boundary, you choose out of the other side.
所以当我们选择界限的一边的时候，我们同时也在选择不加入界限的另一边。
That picture on the left is not me, but it's a...husband and wife, or a bride and groom.
在左边的那个并不是我，但是表明了一个丈夫以及他新婚的妻子。
When I decided to marry my wife Pauline, I said I'm going to set a boundary.
当我决定为跟我的妻子 Pauline 结婚的时候，我为自己就画了一个界限。
I choose into Pauline, but I choose out of all the other ladies in the singles bar.
所以当我画这个界限中，我做一个选择，我就要在界限内属于我妻子 Pauline 的，那其他在外面的这些单身女孩子，那不属于我的。
So those of you who are married in the room,
所以在座如果当中有结婚的，
you know what I'm talking about.
所以你知道我所讲的是什么。
On the day you got married, you set a boundary line around yourself.
当你结婚的那一天，你已经为你自己的生命画了一个界限了。
I choose this person, and I don't choose everybody else.
所以你就跟自己说，我就选择这一位，我要与他相处，我不要属于任何其他的人。
Now for those who are happily married,
所以在座大家，如果说你婚姻美满的
，That's a happy boundary.
这是一个你很快乐的一个界限。
I am happily married.
我就有美满的婚姻。
My wife puts boundaries on me all the time.
我妻子在我生命当中实际上是放了很多的界限的。
I have high blood pressure.
我有高血压。
So she makes sure I don't eat fatty foods even though they taste real, real good.
所以我的妻子就一定要我借口不要吃很多油腻的东西，虽然我觉得他们非常好吃。
And she makes sure I don't put salt on my food, even though it tastes really, really good.
然后她也警戒我不可以放太多的盐， 虽然我觉得加了盐实在很好吃。
Others may have the salt and others may have the faulty fatty food, but you may not.
也许别人可以吃油腻的，别人可以加很多盐，但是你不可以。
I live with lots of boundaries because I made this one boundary when I got married.
我为什么生命当中有那么多的限制呢？因为我在生命当中，我决定，我首先决定，我做了一个抉择。
Now I miss the fatty foods and I miss the salty foods.
实际上我是非常怀念那些油的东西，我也非常怀念那些咸的东西。
But I really am happy when she does this for me.
但是当我太太限制我的时候，实际上我内心由衷的快乐。
That might be a happiness that you would not understand if you're not married.
这一种快乐，如果你还没有结婚的话，你很难体会的。
David is talking about a happiness that is not of this world.
大卫在这边讲一种快乐是超越这个世界的一种快乐。
Let's go on the next slide here.
让我们再到下一个投影。
Okay, I just have a few phrases from the psalm in which it shows that David is choosing into one side of a boundary and one.Choosing out of another side. He's following after God alone.
所以我就截录了几个，从这一篇诗篇截录了几个词。从这几个词当中，我们知道大卫他做了一个选择，选择在这个界限之内。
So I'm actually paraphrasing, but he says, "Keep me safe, O God."
所以在这边我简短的说，他在大卫说，请神保佑我。
And verse 2 doesn't say that there, but he says something like, "Apart from you, I have no good thing." So he sends God sources good things to me.
所以在第二节很简单的说，大卫说你是我唯一益处的来源，他跟神这样讲。
Later on in verse 7 he says God counsels me and God instructs me.
然后第七节在这边说神啊，你警戒我，你带领我。
This is the God that I chose. This is the God that I set a boundary around myself to follow.
这乃是我做一个决定的一个后果，我为了选择这个神，我在我自己生命当中做了一个界限。
None of the other gods that I said no to will do this for me.
因为在其他的任何神明都不会为我成就这一切。
No lady in a singles bar will tell me don't eat that fatty food and don't put the salt in it.
因为在外面这些单身的女孩子，她不会警戒我不要吃太油的东西，叫我不要吃太咸的东西。
I chose the one woman who will.Set happy boundaries for me.
乃是我做了一个决定，我选择了这一位女士，来在我生命当中做一个界限。
Let me go now to the next slide and talk about the boundary lines that God sets for us.
然后我们再到下一段，我们来看神怎么为我们生命当中画一个界限。
George and I will read verses 5 through 8 now.
然后我们现在会从第五节一直读到第八节。
Verse 5, you make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always in the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken.
耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得的，你为我持守。用神量给我的地界坐在佳美之地处，我的产业实在美好。我必称颂耶和华，指教我的耶和华。我的心常在夜间也警戒我。我将耶和华常摆在我的面前，因他在我右边，我必不致动摇。
A key phrase is verse 6.
实际上，主要的经节乃是在第六节。
David knows he has boundary lines.
因为大卫知道在他生命当中应该要有一个界限。
But because he has a God that he loves, the boundary lines in his mind have fallen in pleasant places.
大卫知道当他选择这个神的时候，这个爱他的神会为他准备的一个界限是美好的。
Let me pause and tell you where the image of boundary lines comes from.
让我与大家分享一下这个设定界限的这个图片是哪里来的。
Let's go to the next slide here. Okay, that's a little hard to see, but that's a picture of a surveyor marking out boundary lines. and a picture of a plot of land with a boundary line marked around it.
哦, 在这边图片也许有点小, 但是这里面的图片乃是工程师, 他们是测地的工程师, 他们根据他们的仪器, 测出这个地的界限, 然后, 在这边画出这个地。
This is a picture from a story in Joshua 13 through 15.
这乃是从,
I'm not going to read it. It's just
约书亚其中的一个 一个记载里面 讲出以色列民怎么样画地。
Okay, in Joshua 13 to 15, which I'm not going to read, the story is God apportions the promised land to the 12 tribes.
我在这边不会 详细谈及约书亚记第13章到15章。 在那边的记载乃是耶和华要以色列民为他们自己划分出十二块地方为他们的子民。So
tribe of Reuben, you get this land. Tribe of Dan, you get that land.
因此流变你们的支派你将会有这么一大块地。但你将会有这么一大块地。You
had no control over which land you got.
实际上大家并没有自我的选择去选 他们可以坐落在哪一块地?
They're just grateful for the boundary lines as they fell.
他们只是有地, 他们就感到满足了, 很感恩了。
So when David talks about boundary lines falling in pleasant places, he's alluding to a picture that comes from Joshua 13.
所以当大卫说, 他的地坐落到美好之地, 他乃是, 在回应约书亚记13到15章这里的记载。
Let that be a symbol for the boundary lines in your life.
愿意这个成为在你们生命当中的一种象征。
You didn't choose your salary.
你并没有选择你自己的薪水，不是吗？
You didn't choose your health conditions.
你并没有选择你自己健康的情形。
These are just assignments to you.
这些我们只能领受的，不是吗？
I think in some sense they're assignments from God.
实际上很多时候我觉得这些就是神
So the challenge question comes in the next slide here.
所以我们所要面对的挑战乃是在下一章。
Using this phrase from Psalm 16, do you believe the boundary lines of your life have fallen for you in pleasant places?
所以在这边我们必须要思想的，我们自己在自己的生命当中，我们是否能够接受神为我们划定的这个地，我们是否坐落在美好之地呢？
Now, to be honest, I often say, no, they haven't. No, they haven't.
我很老实说，我必须要跟大家说，我有的时候我自己都挣扎说，我没有在美好之地啊。But
let me turn your attention to David in Psalm 16. We'll go to the next slide here.
但是我想把大家的注意力转到大卫所写的诗篇这里。For
David, because he has chosen God, which is boundary line number one, the answer is always yes, no matter where they fall. David will always be happy.
然后大卫在这里却让我们看见，因为他选择第一个界限，乃是选择了神，因此他以后所接受的都是正面的，都是是的。Everything
he has is therefore a gift from God.
因此他之后做了这个选择之后所得到的一切，乃是都是神所赐的礼物。Nothing
is his by self-effort or chance. This thought has the potential to change everything.
因为所有的一切都不是他经过他自由努力来得到的, 也不是经过所有的机遇所得到的。
I have a very good friend who died of lung cancer when he was around 21 years old.
我有一个非常的好朋友, 当他在年轻 21岁的时候, 他就因着肺癌而去世了。
When the doctors detected it, he was stage 4.
当医生发现他的癌症的时候, 他已经癌症第四期了。
They predicted 3 months to live.
所以那个时候医生就预测他大概还只剩三个月的生命。
He actually lasted about 6 months.
而实际上他后来又活了6个月。
At the time, he was married with a small child.
他那个时候已经刚刚结婚, 而且还有一个很小的孩子。
When I heard this, I was very upset for my friend.
所以当我听到的时候, 我真是为我的朋友抱不平。
What a horrible, horrible boundary line.
这是对他一个多么难受的一个界限呢。
But my friend surprised me greatly.
但是我的朋友却让我非常的讶异他的反应。
He would say to me, Frank, if I have only 6 more months to live,
他就跟我说 ,Frank, 如果我的生命只剩下六个月
,Every day is a gift.
那每一天不都是一个礼物吗
?I will make the most out of every day I have.
我就要把每一天都活着精彩。
He would try to witness about Jesus to his doctors and everyone else in the hospital.
他就利用每一次机会与他的医生与他的医护人员见证主基督耶稣。
He would not focus on the 6 months remaining. He would say all the wonderful things that God has given me up to this point in my life.
他不会只看见他只剩下六个月的时间，他却说：神啊，谢谢你今天又赐给我气息能够活。
Every day is a gift.
每一天都是一份礼物。
I learned a lot from my friend.
我从我的朋友生命当中学到了许多。
Sometimes it's just a matter of how you focus on something or how you look upon something.
实际上，很多时候就是因着我们的眼光，一切都不一样了，不是吗？
I think his attitude helped him to find contentment even in the midst of stage 4 cancer.
我们就发现，因着他的态度以及眼光。就算他在癌症第四期，他的生命是不同的。
Let me go to the next line. I'll tell you a quick story.
让我们再来到下一个章，我与大家分享一个故事。
Okay, these are just pictures that remind me of an event in my life.
这几张图片只是让我回想到我生命当中发生的一件事情。
It's sometimes useful to have a near-death experience.
很多时候我们经历死亡边缘的时候实际上这是对我们人生有益的。
Mine was on a highway.
那我那一次经验就是当我在高速公路上的事情。
I was driving in a heavy rain. Looks just like that picture on the left here.
我那一天正在一个大雨的一个情况底下我在开车就像图上的情况。
Off to the side of the road, there was a construction area.
那就在旁边的时候，那个时候路旁有施工。
I was in the right-hand lane.
然而那个时候我乃是在高速公路的右边车道。
Another car came on an entrance ramp and cut right in front of me.
那个时候就有其他的车辆从旁边的地方就慢车的地方插进来，插到我的前面。
I could tell I was about to hit him.
然后我那个是知道我马上就要撞到那部车了。
So to avoid hitting him, I slammed the brakes and I turned the wheel real hard.
所以为了避免能够撞到我右侧插进来的车子，我马上踩了刹车，紧急踩刹车，然后把我的方向盘往左。
So I missed him.
所以我没撞到前面那部车。
But who here knows if you're in the rain?You slam the brakes and turn the wheel real hard. What happens to your car?
但是大家有开车经验的，你知道在大雨磅礴的时候，你突然把转了方向盘，你猜会发生什么事呢？
Okay, you go like this, right? You turned all the way around.
所以你就发现车子开始打转了。
So now I'm in the middle lane and I'm facing those two car headlights.
所以当我车子打转的时候，我跑到路的中间的那个车道，然后我面对的，我发现我是逆向，却看见其他车灯正在往我这边冲过来。
So I can still remember those two headlights coming right at me.
所以我还非常印象深刻的记得，前面的就两个灯光就往我这边直直冲过来。
And I remember thinking this is like a video game where it says game over.
然后那个时候我就觉得我好像在打电脑游戏一样，马上我就完蛋了。
So I closed my eyes because I thought if I close my eyes it won't hurt as much.
所以我那个时候就想把我眼睛闭起来，也许那个时候疼痛不会那么严重。
And I kept waiting and waiting for the car to hit me.
所以我那时候一直等待那部车就与我迎面撞上。
And I discovered that it never hit me.
然后我突然觉得，哎，奇怪，怎么一直没撞上呢
？To this day, I don't know what happened.
实际上，一直到今天，我还搞不清楚到底发生什么事。
When I opened my eyes, I was probably about 100 feet that way, in the construction area.
然后当我打开我眼睛的时候，我发现我的车子已经跑到施工处，离大概100英尺以外。
So I could hear all the gravel hitting against the car.
所以在那个时候，我发现的所有的石头都滚动的声音都砸到我的车底。
Now I looked around. I said, no blood.
然后我开始摸自己身体，发现哎，只没流血。
I went like this. I'm alive. Woohoo!
然后我就很高兴说，哎，我活了，我活了。
I was so happy.
我好高兴。
I went outside to look at my car.
然后我跑出去就看看我自己的车子。
I had a flat tire in the rain.
然后我发现我车子轮胎扁了。
I said.I've got a flat tire in the rain. Woohoo!
然后说好棒啊，我的车子只是没有气而已。
Nothing,
轮胎破了而已。
Nothing bothered me at all. I was so happy that I was alive.
在那种情况一点都不会搅扰我，因为我发现我能够活的就是美好的事。
This day and every day from the rest of my life is going to be a gift.
因此我觉得自从那天以后，每一天对我来说都是一份礼物。
I went back home and I had to pay a bunch of bills.
当我回家之后，我必须要付很多款。
I said I got bills to pay.
我发现我能够付钱也是多么高兴的事情啊
！A dead person doesn't have to pay any bills. Only live people get to pay bills.
因为死人不能付钱，只有活的人才有那份喜悦的心能够付钱呢、啊。
These boundary lines are pleasant boundary lines, is what I'm saying.I learned that after this experience.
我与大家分享的是这一些界限乃是一个快乐的界限。
I have come to discover that it is possible to have that attitude even if you didn't have a near-death experience.
我所学到的是，就算大家没有濒临死亡边缘的那种经历，大家也可以有这种知足的经验。
I think it's just adjusting some things in your mind.
这乃是调试我们生命的态度以及眼光。
Okay, let's go to the next slide here.
让我们到下一个。
Okay, let me tell you another story. Or not a story, this is just about my dog.
让我再与大家分享一下有关我家狗的事。
Okay, raise your hand if you own a dog.
如果大家有狗的请举手。
Who here has dogs? Okay, very good. All right, so I will talk about my dog.But you should substitute in your head your dog.
我在这边会讲有关我狗我家狗的事情。不过大家请用自己脑海想想，换成你家狗会怎么样
？Okay, here we go. I love my dog very much.
我很喜欢我们家狗。
But my dog drives me crazy.
但是我的狗呢，实际上实在让我经常精神崩溃。
He is not a perfect dog.
它并不是一只好狗。
He goes through our garbage and leaves the garbage all over the house.
他经常翻我们家的垃圾，然后把垃圾摊了一地。
He likes to poop inside the house sometimes.
然后他也喜欢的在家里面大小便。
When I'm walking him, he growls at people. He doesn't smile.
所以当我与他散步的时候，他就对路人生气，他也不会对路人微笑。
He is not a perfect dog.
他并不是一只好狗。
But he's my dog.
但是他却是我的狗。
And even sometimes when he's not being a good dog, I say, "This is the dog that God gave to me."
他虽然不是一只好狗，但是我却跟神说，这乃是神赐给我的狗。
So those of you who own dogs, let me just give you this nice little phrase.
所以对于大家有拥有狗的这些狗主们，让我给你们一个忠告。
You can say, "You are not a good dog."
你可以对你的狗说，你不是一只好狗。
But you are the dog that God gave me.
但是你却是神给我的狗。
You're my dog.
你是我的狗。
And I have a feeling that if you do that, you won't feel as bad about his poop in the house.
所以我想，当大家这样做的时候，你就不会在意他在家里面大小便。
Or sometimes you can say, "Oh, a dead person doesn't get to clean up."
或者你可以想说，哎，一个死人不会在乎这个屋内的大小便。
Okay, so anyway, this is just kind of a way of adjusting your thinking so that you can find contentment in the boundary lines of your life.
实际上，当我们调试自己的态度以及眼光的时候，你就可以面对你生命当中的界限。
If you're a parent with kids that are not very good, you can say to them, "You are not a perfect child, but you are my child."
如果你有孩子并不是很听话的，你也可以跟他说，你并不是一个完美的孩子，但是你却是神赐给我的孩子。
I set a boundary a long time ago to follow my God.
我在我生命当中，远久以前我就为我生命做一个界限，说我要跟随我的主。
And he sets the boundary lines of my life now.
然后他就为我生命设置了界限。
Because he is good, the boundary lines are good.
因为他是美好的，因此他设的界限也就美好了。
I think that's the message of Psalm 16.
我想这就是诗篇十六篇要告诉我们的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord, I pray now for anybody here who struggles with contentment in their life.
主，我在这边要祷告，为在座任何有在生命当中感到不知足、不满足的人来祷告。
Would you teach them how to go to another place, another world, out of this world?
主啊，求主教导这一些人，让他们知道如何从另一个世界中取得喜乐。
Help them to find the happiness that is not of this world.
教导他们从这个世上以外得到那美好的喜乐。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们这样是奉主基督耶稣的名祷告，阿门。Amen.